Hello everyone. We are going to delve into an essential aspect of team management, effective resource management planning. Our focus will be on how strategic planning can significantly enhance our team's success and efficiency. Let's start by understanding the foundation of resource management. To achieve our goals and produce the results we desire, our team members need to have a diverse set of skills. It is crucial not just to have the right skills for the job, but also to avoid reliance on a single point of failure. Imagine our team as a system where every part is vital. If one part fails, it shouldn't halt the entire system. That is what we aim to prevent. Moving on to our first strategy, this is diversifying skill sets. It is essential to identify and secure core competencies specific to our project. Each team member should be an expert in at least one key area. Alongside specialists, we also need generalists. These are team members with a broader skill set, ready to adapt and fill multiple roles, providing crucial backup and support. Our second strategy is cross-training. It is about fostering an environment where knowledge sharing is a norm. This approach ensures that several people are familiar with critical aspects of the project, reducing the risk of standstill if one person is unavailable. Also, documenting key processes is vital for smooth knowledge transfer in case of turnover. Let's discuss resource redundancy. This involves identifying backup resources, especially for critical roles, by having alternative team members ready to step in. We can keep the project on track even during unexpected changes. Additionally, having a pool of external resources like freelancers or consultants can be invaluable during peak workloads or resource shortages. Our fourth strategy emphasizes regular training and skill development. We live in a constantly evolving professional landscape, so it is crucial for our team to stay updated with industry trends and new skills. Regular skill assessments help us identifying areas needing improvement or additional training, ensuring our team remains versatile and adaptable. Strategy 5 focuses on communication and collaboration tools. Effective project management relies on seamless collaboration, which is only possible when team members have the right tools and access to information. Utilizing project management software, messaging apps, and video conferencing tools effectively ensures that everyone stays on the same page. Our sixth strategy revolves around physical resources. This includes planning for the necessary equipment, software, and infrastructure needed for our project. It is also crucial to implement robust security measures to protect our physical resources and data. Lastly, let's talk about contingency planning. It is about being prepared for the unexpected. We conduct thorough risk assessments to identify potential points of failure and develop specific contingency plans for each. Scenario planning helps us foresee various situations and formulate strategies in advance to address potential issues. In conclusion, effective resource management planning is about balancing diverse skill sets, preparing for contingencies, and ensuring continuous development and collaboration. By implementing these strategies, we can build a resilient and adaptable team capable of handling any project challenges. Now, I have 5 more PMP questions again for you, like my previous video. These questions will help reinforce the topic that I explained. Please pause the video, read the question and answer it yourself. And then when you start the video again, you will see the answer and I will explain the correct choice. First question answer is B. Diversifying skill sets with a mix of specialists and generalists ensures project continuity. Generalists provide adaptability and support, particularly when a specialist is unavailable, thereby maintaining the project flow. This is our second question. The second question's answer is A. The primary purpose of cross-training is to mitigate the risk associated with dependency on single individuals for crucial project tasks. By training multiple team members, the project's resilience to personal change increases. This is the third question. Third question's answer is D. A pool of external resources serves as a strategic backup to support the team during peak periods or unforeseen shortages. This approach helps maintain project momentum and avoid delays. Here is the fourth question. Fourth question answer is B. Regular training and skill development are critical to keeping the team up to date with changing trends and technologies. This adaptability is key to maintaining efficiency and effectiveness in dynamic project environments. This is the fifth and the last question. This question's answer is C. Contingency planning is vital for identifying potential risks and preparing appropriate responses. This proactive approach is key to preventing project disruptions and ensuring smooth project execution, even in the face of unforeseen challenges. Thank you all for watching. We have explored some key strategies in resource management and project planning today, and I hope these tips help you in your projects. Remember, adaptability and preparedness are your best tool in effective resource management. If you found this video useful, please like, share, and subscribe for more insights. I'd love to hear your thoughts or questions in the comments below. Until our next video, take care. Bye.